Hello and welcome to the Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're homing in on hedge funds as the industry goes through a rocky patch. After a decade of strong growth, there are signs that the golden era of this alternative investment vehicle is possibly drawing to a close. But what's actually happened to bring about this uncertainty? And what does the future hold for the hedge fund? We start first of all with a definition of what a hedge fund actually is. Here's Alex Zimmerman, a hedge fund analyst at UBS CIO in Zurich.
Hedge funds are a type of alternative investment vehicle. They invest across the investable universe. It's extremely broad definition, really. What started in the late 40s, in 1949, with the first hedge fund, was essentially an investor that invested in equities on the long side. So he saw equities that he felt had promise and invested in them long, and he shorted those equities that he felt didn't show promise. And that way, kind of hedging out the market risk for himself, hence the name, the hedge fund. Since then, the universe has really expanded, so they can invest in all sorts of tools using any variety of investment to gain their returns.
Miles Johnson, hedge fund correspondent for the Financial Times here in London, explains that the crucial element that distinguishes a hedge fund is its fee model.
What a hedge fund is, what marks our hedge fund from other types of investment products, is that they have a particular type of fee structure which is vastly beneficial to the manager of the hedge fund, in the sense that the hedge fund, instead of just charging a management fee, which is basically a fixed fee which you pay each year as an investor, a hedge fund receives 20% of all the profits it makes on your money if you're an investor. So that's a way to get rich very, very quickly.
For Lars Kroyer, author of Money Mavericks, Confessions of a Hedge Fund Manager, the key definition of a hedge fund lies in the freedom and flexibility it is allowed.
Hedge funds essentially are just investment funds, but unlike your regular mutual fund or unit trust funds, there's a more lax regulatory framework. So instead of just buying stocks or bonds, they can short stuff, i.e. sell stuff they don't own. They can use leverage. They can trade derivatives. So they have the ability to do far more things than regular investment funds.
Hedge funds have always been a popular investment vehicle. Why is that? Let's hear from Thomas Hrico, head of hedge fund specialists at UBS Wealth Management.
I think they have been popular because they are sort of at the far end of the very actively managed funds because they do take positions. They sometimes take positions different or against being in a different direction than long-only funds. And it's also because they manage to deliver over the medium run, over the medium term, attractive risk-adjusted returns.
Now that we're clear what defines a hedge fund and why they've historically been so popular and successful, let's examine the recent history of the industry. Alex Zimmerman again.
Over the past few months, the market turbulence has disproportionately affected some of the larger funds, which actually is quite unusual. On average, these larger funds actually outperform smaller funds, especially if you look at the last 8 years, with the exception of the financial crisis and the Eurozone crisis. The issue has been that during sharp sell-offs, like we saw, for example, at the beginning of the year, larger funds find it harder to reposition because they have to buy and or sell more assets. This is especially difficult when the trades have become crowded.
For Miles Johnson of the FT, newer investors have forced the hedge fund industry to become more transparent. And in so doing, they've revealed occasional poor performances.
You have a different kind of change in profile of the type of investor that invests in hedge funds. So before, in the past, you would have high net worth individuals, as they're referred to, you know, basically rich people who have money who want to invest that money. And so, you know, there was sort of less scrutiny for the industry because basically if they lost money, then it was just a guy who had a lot of money who's got a little bit less money. But increasingly, the investor profile are actually public pension funds, so so-called institutional investors who are far more sensitive to the amount of fees they pay and the investment returns they get. And increasingly, you have a number of very prominent public pension funds, you know, such as CalPERS, you know, in California, which has basically said, we don't want to invest in hedge funds anymore. We don't think they're worth the money.
UBS's Thomas Hrico agrees that institutional players have changed the industry and made it more transparent and accountable.
There has been a very strong influx over the last 10, 15 years of institutional money into the hedge fund space. and that has led to much higher transparency. I would even claim that the level of due diligence and the level of transparency in the hedge fund industry is much higher than in the long-only industry. And what has happened as well is that the influx of institutional money into the industry has forced funds to become more transparent and also to be set up in a professional way, which means observing segregation of duty, meaning that the asset manager does not value the asset themselves anymore, and that there is a much better framework in terms of custody and valuation and transparency.
Niels Beitlich is head of hedge fund strategy at UBS CIO Wealth Management. He points out that we need to look at the current problems in context.
We should put things really in perspective. One of them is, yes, we have seen some outflows on roughly 50 million, which corresponds to 50 basis points of the total assets managed by hedge fund managers. So not a real large number. Even the 60 basis points of negative performance in the first quarter weighed more on assets under management. Also compared to history, we have seen periods where hedge fund managers faced kind of pressure from the markets, like in a financial crisis, the worst quarter, there were outflows around 9%, so 18 times more of what we see right now.
Miles Johnson goes further. He believes the high-profile losses we're seeing in the industry today are casting doubt on the entire hedge fund industry and the aura that surrounds it.
This myth of the hedge fund genius is being questioned at the moment. Some of the most prominent hedge fund managers in the world have lost large amounts of money over the last year. And this has happened at a time when the market hasn't been great, but the stock market actually hasn't fallen that much. So these hedge fund managers are extracting large amounts of fees from their investors. And at the same time, they're actually losing them large amounts of money in excess of what they would have been losing if they were just invested in a very low-cost investment product tracking the stock market. And so this is really shaking the foundations of the entire reason the hedge fund industry exists, which is that these people are exceptional and provide a sort of exceptional investment talent, which is just unable to be found elsewhere and has to be paid for.
Meanwhile, for former hedge fund manager Lars Kreuer, the current issues have actually been slightly overhyped.
There's a couple of things that have happened since 08. Before 08, there's no doubt that many funds charge way too high fees. They're essentially charging hedge fund fees, which are maybe three or four times bigger than regular fund fees, for a performance that looked exactly like a regular fund. So that's gone away. So the fees have come down a lot. So now you tend to only make money when you're actually providing value for the investors. The assets in the industry has not come down a great deal. I think it's still around $2 or $3 trillion, and there are still around 10,000 hedge funds in the world today, again, depending on definition. The death of the hedge fund industry is predicted wrongly many times. I don't think this is a case of that either.
Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll assess the fee structure that lies at the heart of the hedge fund model, and we'll ask our analysts what they think the future holds for the industry. When the performance of hedge funds is, as now, called into question, the fee model that most funds employ comes under pressure. What do our analysts think will happen? Does the fee structure itself need to be changed? As UBS's Niels Beitlich explains, the fee model is fine for some funds, but others may struggle to survive with a 220 structure.
The model is under pressure and it probably needs to be changed, but that doesn't apply to all kind of hedge fund managers. So I think we really need to differentiate between those managers which are large enough and prominent enough and deliver performance that they can afford to have a 220 structure, for instance, or even higher, because what investors ultimately should care about is net returns. And if a manager kind of gives us, in the current market environment, and those managers exist, a return between 8 and 12%, then obviously fees should, to a lesser extent, be the problem of investing, if you can invest in those managers. However, there are other managers, emerging managers, which are quite under pressure because it's very, very hard to attract net new money if you run a 220 structure with not having a proved track record over a couple of years or even decades.
For Niels's colleague Alex Zimmerman, the fees are undoubtedly steep, but the real question is, are they worth it?
Fees have started trending downward. However, I think what's important to say, the discussion about the fee model is a recent topic. And look, hedge funds are undoubtedly quite expensive. But I think the key question to ask is whether they are too expensive. because, look, despite or in some cases because of their fee structure, hedge funds can deliver attractive net returns compared to other traditional investment vehicles such as mutual funds or ETFs. I think you should note that performance fees, which make up the bulk of the fees, so the 2 and 20 rule is, you know, 2% management, 20% performance fees, the performance fees are not always charged, and their goal is actually to align a manager and investor's interest.
The fee structure being under pressure might be bad for fund managers, but it can only be a good thing for investors. Here's Miles Johnson.
If there is a move to reduce fees across the industry, that's a good thing for institutional investors, it's a good thing for pensioners, it's a good thing for pension funds. And that's a lot of people. So it's bad news for hedge fund managers because especially they're a business and the margins, you know, the profit margin in their business has been eroded. You know, the 2 and 20 model is now much more likely to be a sort of 1 and 10 or maybe even less. And so I think that, yes, there is a fundamental shift in the way the hedge fund industry operates, and it will be far more difficult for any new fund to charge the sort of fees that enabled the older generation of funds and their founders, you know, to become billionaires.
Thomas Rico, on the other hand, believes that the fee model is still a solid and productive one.
I think that the model is actually a good model because the incentive fee subject to a high watermark provides a very strong alignment of interest between the manager and the investor. So I really do like the fee model. Fees have been under pressure, in particular from the institutional side, for a long time. So I think that lowering of the fees, that's always debated with institutional investors. Interestingly enough, though, some of the managers that have delivered the most attractive returns, some of the managers that were able to deliver returns consistently on a risk-adjusted basis, are the ones that charge the higher fees. And when you think about it, if you need advice for a portfolio, let's say you go and see a doctor in the village, are you going to go to the cheapest doctor? Not forcedly. You're sometimes willing to pay if you perceive that you get quality in return.
Now, we've reviewed the challenges hedge funds are facing and how this might affect the funds themselves and also investors. But how do our analysts assess the future of the industry? Alex Zimmerman gives a view of how UBS is predicting the industry to go for the rest of 2016.
We continue to expect basket of hedge funds to deliver annualized return of about 5%, volatility around 6%. You know, this may be below how hedge funds have performed historically, but on a risk-adjusted basis, we still expect them to outperform traditional asset classes quite significantly.
For Thomas Rico, the industry is very much still capable of adapting to new conditions.
If you look at what the best managers in the space do, when you look at how much money they invest into their IT systems, the best managers deploy as much capital into IT, which dwarfs the IT budget of many banks or long-only managers. And I just feel that we will continue to see an evolution of the industry. So will the industry look the same as it does now? Most likely not. Other strategies will become more popular. But I'm confident, given the incentive structure and given the means and the creativity of the talent in the industry, that we will see an ongoing evolution.
By contrast, Lars Kroyer hopes that evolution looks more like revolution. As he sees it, the fee structure and the hedge fund industry need to undergo real change.
And the one thing that's clear, like any industry, it has to earn its keep. Right? So they can only charge the fees that sort of roughly correspond to the value that it adds. And traditionally, I don't think that's been the case. It's overcharged. So I think you're going to see much greater sort of alignment of the fees that hedge funds charge to the value they create for investors. It used to be that, man, you have 10 investments in 10 hedge funds and, you know, 5 do well and 5 do poorly. The 5 that do well will charge you a bundle of fees and the 5 that do poorly won't charge you any fees. But in aggregate, you'll always lose. Yeah, that's got to change, right? Because that's a bad deal for the investors.
And finally, Niels Beitlich gives us a view of how UBS is predicting the industry to fare over the coming months and years.
We need to kind of change our expectation towards the asset class. We at UBS don't believe that hedge funds will deliver even close to their historical returns. I think a 5% return over the next 5 to 7 years is something realistic at the same level of volatility. But nevertheless, taking into consideration what we expect from other asset classes in the traditional world, particularly investment-grade bonds or high-grade bonds, hedge funds on a relative basis are still attractive, even with just 5% return expectations. So I think there is a strong demand for hedge funds also going forward, and I do not think that the whole hedge fund model is broken.
And that was Neil Speitlich, bringing us to the end of this 84th edition of The Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance, every week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com, or catch up via iTunes or SoundCloud. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.